B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda v'Rav Sheshes kipogi b'hadi adodi. When it happens that Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes would meet each other, Rav Chisda marta on sifzose mimasniyoso de Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda was, his lips would tremble from the breadth of knowledge of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had a tremendously broad knowledge of Mishnayos, of Brises, and could ask questions that Rav Chisda would find a challenge, would ask contradictions or seeming contradictions that Rav Chisda would find a challenge to answer. Rav Sheshes, Mirta Kule Gufe, Rav Sheshes' entire body would tremble, Mipilpule de Rav Sheshes, de Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's strength and quality was not as much with his breadth of knowledge of Mishnayos and Braises as it was with his pilpul, with his analytical skills. And when Rav Chisda would ask a very deep question, Rav Sheshes would sometimes have a challenge to answer it. And now the Gemara is going to bring two questions that Rav Chisda is going to ask Rav Sheshes. And they're both related to Eruvin. Boy minei Rav Chisda mi Rav Sheshes. Shtei batim mishnei tidei reshus harabim. If you have two homes, one on each side of reshus harabim is going through these two homes. Ubo nochrim vehikifum mechitza b'shabbos. And some goyim came and actually put up a wall, a partition, around the two homes, including the area in between them that formerly was a reshus harabim and now has been walled in. And now, biblically speaking, the entire area should have the status of a reshus hayochid. And the area between the two homes could be compared on some level to a chotzer shared by both homes. So the question is, mahu? Now it's the middle of Shabbos, you cannot make an Eruv. There's no goy there, so there's no issue here of schiras or anything like that. There's two Yisraelim, and the question is whether one Yisrael can relinquish his rights to the area in between to the other Yisrael, and now the other Yisrael should be able to carry from his home to this area in between the two homes. That was Rav Chisda's question to Rav Sheshes. And Rav Chisda now is going to explain and narrow down his question a little bit. Aliba demanda Omar ein bitl reshus michotzer lechotzer. According to Shmuel, who we saw before, he held that one cannot relinquish one's rights from one chotzer to another chotzer. Loiti boiloch. There's no question. Hashta di iboyel iruvei me'etmil. If in the case of two chatzeris, which we're talking about michotzer lechotzer, where Shmuel was talking about, when you had two chatzeris, that they could have made an Eruv before Shabbos, had they wanted to. Motzu me'orvei, had they wanted to make an Eruv, they could have. And nonetheless, Omris, you said, ein bitul reshus michotzer lechotzer, you cannot relinquish your rights from one chotzer to another chotzer. Hocha, in this case, where you have two houses with a shared area in between, di iboye le iruve me'esmuel, had you wanted to make an Eruv on before Shabbos, lo imotzi me'orva, you would not have been able to make an Eruv, because before Shabbos this was actually not a chotzer, it was just a regular shus harabim, lo kolshkein. We can take it for granted that in this case, according to Shmuel, one would not be able to use bittel and relinquish one's rights one to the other. Kitabayeloch, says Rav Chisda, where is my question applicable? Or according to who is my question applicable? Aliba demanda Omar, according to Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon held that the Omar yesh bittel reshus michotzer lechotzer. He said that he held that one can relinquish one's rights from one chotzer to the next. And the question is, hasam di iboye le iruvim etmuel, in the case of the two chatzeres, where had they wanted to make an eruv before, boyim orva, they could have made an eruv, bitule nami motzim evatel, then in the same way as you could have made an eruv, the chachomim said, if you didn't make an eruv, you can use bitl on Shabbos. Aval hocha, but in this case of the reshus harabim, deloy motzim arvim etmuel, you could not have made an Eruv before Shabbos, even had you wanted to, because it was a Roshus Harabim, mitule nami le motzi mevatel. It could be in that case, the Chachomim did not allow you to use bittel in order to allow one of the homeowners to carry in the area in between. That was one side of the question. Oy Dilma, the other side is Loishna, that it makes no difference whether they could have made an Eruv before Shabbos or not, and one can use Bittel on Shabbos. That was what Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes. Omale, Rav Sheshes answered to Rav Chisda, Ein Mevatlin, that since before Shabbos you could not have made an Eruv, the Chachomim did not allow you to use Bittel on Shabbos. And now Rav Chisda is asking a second question to Rav Sheshes. And here we're talking about where there were two Yisraelim sharing a chotzah, and there was also a goy there. And we know that if there's a goy in a chotzah together with the Yisrael cannot make an Eruv, unless before they make an Eruv, they do schirus. If they lease from the goy, or somebody with permission to use the goy's property, you lease from them some part of his property, and then his property is also somewhat considered as belonging to the two Yisraelim, then they can make an Eruv before Shabbos or do Bittel on Shabbos. And exactly how this works and why it works, we've discussed previously in this perek. So now Rav Chisda is asking Rav Sheshes the following question. Meis nochri b'Shabbos mahu. What happens if this goy that was sharing the chotzah with them, he dies on Shabbos? And we're talking about a case where they did not lease from this goy before Shabbos, nor did they make an Eruv before Shabbos, and therefore they could not carry in the chotzer on Shabbos because there's no Eruv. And now this goy died, and the goy died, so he should not really be an issue anymore. His heirs, or whoever's going to inherit his home, is not here for Shabbos, but there's no Eruv. So there's still two Yisraelim who have a chotzer, but have not made an Eruv. So even though the goy is not an issue anymore, the Yisraelim cannot carry in the chotzer. It's on Shabbos. The goy is no longer here. One cannot make an Eruv on Shabbos, but can they use Bittel? Can one Yisrael relinquish his rights to the chotzer to the other Yisrael and then allow the other Yisrael to carry from his house to the chotzer? And now Rav Chisda is going to refine his question a little bit. Alibba demand Omar Soichrin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who held that when a goy comes to the chotzer on Shabbos, which is something we discussed previously, then the Yisrael is allowed to lease from the goy on Shabbos a part of the goy's rishus, and then once the Yisrael has leased on Shabbos from the goy, they can use Bittel. Then later by Loch, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have a question. Hashta Tarti of Dinon, in the case where the goy came on Shabbos, that we allowed him to do two things on Shabbos. Number one, the schirus, leasing from the goy, and number two, Bittel, relinquishing the rights for one Yisrael to another. Chodomi Boya, then in our case, where the goy died in the middle of Shabbos, and the only question is, can they do Bittel? Of course you can do Bittel. Elokita Boiloch, where am I going to ask the question that's only going to be according to Alibba Demanda Omar Ein Soichrin, according to Shmuel, who held that one cannot lease from a goy on Shabbos and then consequently to do the Bittel. Tarta Hu Delev Dinon, the question is, does Shmuel only say that you cannot do two things on Shabbos, also Schirus and then the Bittel? Ha Chodah of Dinon, but one procedure, just the Bittel, maybe Shmuel will allow. Oidil Maloishna, or Shmuel says it makes no difference if it's one procedure or two, one's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Omer late Rav Sheshes, answer to Rav Chisda, Ani Oimer Mevatlin. I personally hold that one is allowed to do Bittel, one Yisrael can relinquish his rights to the other Yisrael, and that should be Mutter on Shabbos. V'hamnuna Omar, however, V'hamnuna, he argues, and he holds, Ein Mevatlin, he says that you cannot do this Bittel on Shabbos, you cannot relinquish your rights of one Yisrael to another on Shabbos. And Rashi explains that Rav Sheshes himself, who held that you can do Bittel, he says it's not similar to the case that we were discussing before with the goy coming on Shabbos. In the case of the goy coming on Shabbos, over there Shmuel held that you cannot do a schirus on Shabbos, because since before Shabbos the goy was not here, you couldn't make an Eruv. Or more accurately, the Eruv you made before the goy came would have become nullified when the goy came. And therefore, he held that you cannot do the Bittel, the Schirus and then the Bittel. However, in this case here, where the goy was here when Shabbos came in, and they could have made an Eruv. And since they could have made the Eruv, therefore Rav Sheshes holds that you can also use Bittel now that the goy has died. However, Rav Huna argues and says that you cannot use Bittel here, because he says in this case here, where the goy was here when Shabbos came in, you couldn't have just made an Eruv. You could only have made an Eruv if you first lease property from the goy. Since you couldn't have made an Eruv without first leasing, therefore, even though the goy has died now, the Chachomim did not allow you to use Bittel. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. And we're moving now on to a new topic. Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said as follows: Nochri sheyesh loy pesach arbo al arbo. This guy, and let's just get back into the case, we're talking here about a chotzer or a movui, where you've got a guy that was sharing the area with some Yisraelim, and the guy cannot join in the Eruv. And unless you lease from the goy beforehand, and then if it's before Shabbos, you make an Eruv. If it's on Shabbos, you can use Bittel. Then the goy actually destroys and restricts the chotzer. Or the chotzer, or the mavui. So now Rav Yehuda Mashmuel said, what happens if this goy, besides for having his own entrance, or being part of the chotzer and mavui, he has his private entrance out to an area behind his home? The question is, do we say that his main entrance and exit is his private entrance and exit, and then he's not really considered as somebody who's sharing the chotzer and mavui with the other Israelim, and therefore the fact that they haven't leased from him and made an Eruv is not going to be an issue. As long as the Israelim have an Eruv, that's sufficient. Or do we say no? Do we say, in spite of the fact that he has his own private entrance and exit, he still also uses the chotzer and the shared area with the Yisrael, and since there's a goy who's sharing the area with the Yisrael, he restricts the Eruv? That was the question. So Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, Nochri sheyesh loy pesach arbo al arbo, a goy who has his own exit or entrance, which is of significant size, it's at least 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, pasuach lebiko, and it's open to an open field outside the chotzer, outside the movi, it's his own private throughway to the fields, afilu machnis umoitzi gmalim ukronois kolayim kuloi derech movi. Even if this goy, he brings in camels and wagons all day, all of Shabbos, through the Mavui, which is shared by the Yisraelim, nonetheless, Ein Yisrael b'nei Mavui, we say that his main entrance is actually his own private entrance out into the fields, and therefore his primary exit and entrance is not the Mavui, and therefore he does not restrict the Mavui. My time, what's the reason for this? But because we assume that his own private entrance is the one bahu nichle, that's the one that he prefers, and therefore he's not considered as being an integral part of or sharing the mavui, the chotzer, and the mavui with the Yisraelim. Ask the Gemara Iboyelahu, pasuach lekarpeif mahu. What happens when the goy has an exit, not to an open field, a bikkur, rather he has an entrance, an exit, to a karpif? A karpif is an area which is fenced in, it's surrounded, and the area outside his home is actually a karpif, it's surrounded by walls. And then what's the halacha there? So what do we say that since it's not as open as a field, it's not his preferred exit or entrance? Or do we say no, that since he's got a way out into a big, large, fenced-in area, he still prefers that over the mavui? And could it be it actually makes a difference as to how big the fenced-in area is, as to whether he's going to prefer the karpif or he's going to prefer the mavui? That was the question. Pasuach lekarpif mau. Omer of Nachman Bar Ami Mishmeid Ulpana. Of Nachman Bar Ami said in the name of Ulpana, and Rashi seems to explain that Ulpana is not the name of a person, it just means from teachings, that means he heard from his Rebbe, who heard from his Rebbe. It was teachings that were received by tradition. Others say that Ulpana is the name of one of the Chachomim, but either way, he held Afilu Pasuach Lekarpif. Even if this goy is Chotzer, is open to a karpeif, nonetheless, it does not restrict the Mavui. Even though it's not an open field, it's a secluded area, it does not answer the Mavui, and we assume that he prefers the Karpef over the Mavui. The Gemara is now going to explain. Rabbi Rav Yosef to Omra Tarvayu. Rabbi Rav Yosef both said that Nochri, this case of a goy who has access from his chotzer, from his home or from his chotzer, to a karpef, to this enclosed area, beis sosayim, if this karpef is up to the size of a beis sosayim, which we've learned is 5,000 square amos, oyser, in that case, the karpef is not big enough that he should prefer it over the mavui, and therefore his preferred exit is in the mavui, and therefore he's sharing the mavui with the Israelim and restricts the use of the mavui. However, if the karpef is larger than 5,000 square amos, then we assume that he prefers to go out into the large karpef that's exclusively, he's got an exit there on his own, and he prefers that over the mavui, and he no longer is considered as one of the people who are sharing the mavui, and therefore does not restrict the Yisraelim in the mavui from carrying in the mavui of Yisrael. However, what happens if you have a Yisrael in this mavui, and he did not join the rest of the Eruv with, or the Shitufei Muvois, with other Yisraelim? But this Yisrael himself, he has an exit, a private exit, into this Karpef. Over there, the Aloch is going to be the other way around. Beis Asayim Einoi Oyser. If the area is up to the size of a Beis Asayim, and if it's an area up to the size of a Beis Asayim, then it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, and he can actually carry in that entire area, and therefore the Yisrael has got no problem, and he'll prefer to be able to go out into this Karpef and carry there. And even though it's up to the size of Beis Asayim and not more, and for the Goy that was an inconvenience, and that size Karpef, he still preferred the Mavui. That's only true regarding a Goy who's got camels and wagons, and if the enclosed area is just up to 5,000 square amos, it's not very useful for him. But Yisrael on Shabbos is typically not carrying around or leading camels and large wagons. All he's doing is carrying things, smaller items, and therefore an area, Karpef, which is up to 5,000 square amos, he's allowed to carry in it, and therefore he prefers that area over the Mavui, and therefore he's no longer considered as a partner in the Mavui to the extent that he restricts the other people. However, if it's Yosem Beis Asayim, if the enclosed area behind the Chotzer of this Yisrael is more than a Beis Asayim, and since this Beis Asayim was not enclosed for residential purposes, he's not allowed to carry in this Beis Asayim at all, more than four amos. It has the halachas of a karmelis, even though biblically speaking it's a Rishus HaYochid because it's enclosed, but the Chachomim said since it's so large it could get confused with the Rishus HaRabim. You may think that you can carry in Rishus HaRabim like you can carry there, and therefore they said you cannot carry four amos in this Karpef. Since he cannot carry there, he prefers the Mavui. And since he prefers the Mavui, therefore he's considered as one of the partners in the Mavui. Since he didn't join the Eruv, he restricts the Mavui for everybody. Yoisem Beis Asayim, Oyster, he restricts the Mavui. Boy Mene Rover Bar Chakloi Mirvuna. Posuach le Karpef Mau. It's a question we already addressed. If the Goy's Chotza is open to a Karpef, what's the Locha? Omale Rav Huna answered him, Hari Omru, we already said before, Beis Asayim Oyser, if it's only the size of 5,000 square amos or less, then the Goy does not prefer the Karpef, and therefore he restricts the Mavui. Yoisim Beis Asayim, but if the area is larger than Beis Asayim, and the Goy's got no problem with carrying in an area of larger than Beis Asayim, he's allowed to carry, he's a Goy. And therefore he prefers the Karpef, and therefore he no longer restricts the use of the Mavui for the other Yisraelim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. And we're now discussing a little bit more a Karpef, a larger Karpef, a smaller Karpef. Karpef Yoisem Beis Asayim. A typical enclosed area which is larger than 5,000 square amos. It's enclosed, which means that biblically speaking, it's got the halacha, the status of a Rishus HaYochid. Sheloi hukuf ledira. However, when it was closed, it was not enclosed for residential purposes. Vafilu kur, Va'afilu kuraim, even if it's very large, if it's as large as a kur or kuraim, which is tremendously larger than a typical beisosaim, hazoyrek letoicha, if somebody throws something from irushos harabim into it, chayav, is chayav min ha'Torah. As we said, biblically speaking, the status of a karpe, if any size, any area that's enclosed by walls, is considered a Roshus HaYochid, and throwing something from Roshus HaRabim into Roshus HaYochid is severely Osar and Chayev. Mai Tama, Mechitzahi. Even though it's not Mukaf Ladira, it's a Mechitza, it's called a partition, it has the status of Roshus HaYochid. Elo Shemuchuser es Diurin. It's lacking residence or residential uses, and therefore the Chachomim said you'll get confused between it and the Roshus HaRabim, and therefore we don't allow you, Midrabonon, we don't allow you to carry in there four amis. However, min ha'Torah, it's considered a Roshus HaYochid. Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Chinuna. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna is now going to ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that a karpuf, which is more than Beis HaSayim, even though it's not Mukaf Ladira, has the status of a Roshus HaYochid, to the extent that if one carries from Roshus HaRabim into it, he will be Chayev. Rav Huna is going to ask a question from a Braisa. Sela Shebayam, from the middle of the sea. A sea is not an enclosed area, it has the status of a karmelis. A Sela Shebayam, in the middle of the sea you've got a rock. Gavoya Asoro, if it's 10 tfachim high. Veroicha Varbo, and 4 tfachim wide, which is the dimensions of Irushus HaYochid. Ein Metaltalin, one is not allowed to carry. Loimin Toichoy Layam, you cannot carry from it to the sea, because it itself is considered a Roshus HaYochid, the sea is considered a karmelis, one's not allowed to carry, it's only also midrabonon. Min ha'Torah, a sea, min ha'Torah is no such thing as a karmelis, it's either Roshus HaRabim or Roshus HaYochid, everything else is a mokim p'tur. And from a mokim p'tur, one's allowed to carry from Roshus HaYochid to a mokim p'tur or vice versa, and one's also allowed to carry from a mokim p'tur into Roshus HaRabim or vice versa. We hear the Chachomim said that one's not allowed to carry from a Roshus HaYochid or Roshus HaRabim into a Karmelis, so one's not allowed to carry from this rock into the sea, or from the sea onto the rock, because it's considered as carrying from Roshus HaYochid to a Karmelis or vice versa, and therefore it's also midrabonon in metaltlin loy min toichay leyam veloy min hayam letoichay. Pochis mikan, if this rock is less than 4 tfachim wide, or if it's less than 10 tfachim high, then metaltalin, then the area of the rock itself is considered a karmelis. And let's assume that, Rashi keeps stressing, and we'll soon understand why, that when it says pochis mikan, even though it's true that if it's lacking either one of the dimensions, either the 10 tfachim high or the 4 tfachim wide, this halach is true. But let's assume that let's just talk about the width. That means let's just talk about the height and the differing widths. That means let's assume it's not 10 tvachim high. It's not 10 tvachim high. It has the status of a karmelis. And therefore, pochis mikan metaltalin, it has the same status as the sea itself. The sea is a karmelis. The rock being less than 10 tvachim high is also a karmelis. And to carry from a karmelis to a karmelis is mutter. And now the Braisa continues with this type of ambiguous statement, a closing statement. Ad kamo, how wide can the rock be? Ad beis osaim, until beis osaim. But if the rock is larger than beis osaim, then something is different. And the Braisa doesn't tell us if this is going on the first part of the Braisa, which is talking about a rock which is 10 tfachim high, and in that case we saw in the Braisa you cannot carry from the rock to the sea because the rock is a Roshus HaYochid and the sea is a Karmelis, and then the Braisa is putting a limitation on that and saying it's only if the rock is up to 2,000 amos. But if the rock is more than 2,000 amos, in that case the halacha would be different, so to speak, one would be able to carry from it into the sea, which would be difficult to understand, but that the Braisa may be saying that. Or that it's going on the second statement of the Braisa, where the Braisa said that if this rock is not 10 tfachim high, then the rock itself is considered a karmelis, then one can carry from it to the sea, and from the sea to it, because they both have a status of karmelis. And on that, the Bryce is putting in a closing statement saying that it's only true if the rock is up to a base or sayim, up to 5,000 square amis. But if the rock is more than 5,000 square amis, then the halacha would be different, and so to speak, you would be able to, or at that point, you will not be able to carry from the rock to the sea or vice versa, and that surely doesn't make sense. If the stone, being that it's not 10 tefachim high, is a karmelis, up until the point of 2,000 of Beis HaSayim, which is 5,000 square amos, and that thereby allowing you to carry from the rock to the sea, even more so that would be true if the rock is even wider. So that's something which the Gemara is now going to discuss. Ahai, on what section of the Braisa is the closing statement which limits a halacha to 5,000 square amos? On what is it going on? Ilema Asefa. Is it going on this, on the second statement of the Braisa, that said that a rock that is not 10 tefachim high, then one can carry from the rock to the sea and vice versa, then Beis HaSayim Tfei Loi? Can it be that you can only carry from the rock to the sea if it's up to 5,000 square amis, but if it's larger than not? That doesn't make sense. V'homi karmelis l'karmelis kometeltil. In exactly the same way as a rock which is less than 10 tefachim high, up to the width or the area of 5,000 square amis, is considered a karmelis, and therefore one can carry from the karmelis into the sea, which is also a karmelis. The same would apply if it's more than a base or saim, more than 5,000 square amis. So it's clear that the closing statement cannot be going on the final halacha, on the second statement in the Braisa, elolav areisha. It must be that the closing statement, which limits the rock we're talking about to 5,000 square amos, is talking about the resha, which is a case where the rock is 10 tefachim high. And what did we see? The Braisa said that a rock that is 10 tefachim high and at least 4 tefachim wide is considered a Roshus Hayochid, and you're not allowed to carry from Roshus Hayochid to the sea, which is a Karmelis. And now the closing statement of the Braisa would be telling us that that's only true if the rock is up to 5,000 square amos. If the rock is more than Beis HaSayim, then you would be allowed to carry from the rock into the sea. And that's very difficult to understand, because if the rock is 10 tefachim high, it doesn't matter how large it is, it has the biblical status of Roshus Hayochid. The sea is a karmelis, and we know that you're not allowed to carry from a Roshus Hayochid to a karmelis, irrespective of how large the Roshus Hayochid is. It's 10 tefachim high, more than 4 tefachim wide. There's no reason one should be allowed to carry from the rock into the sea, even if it's more than Beis HaSayim. But that's what the Gemara is going to discuss, and we're going to have three different possibilities of how to understand the final statement as referring to the opening statement of the Braisa. V'hochi ko'omar. So this is Rav Huna talking, and Rav Huna is assuming as follows. He's assuming that Sela Shabiyam, this rock in the sea, Gavoya Asora Varoichavarbo, that if this rock is 10 tefachim high and at least 4 tefachim wide, Ein Metaltenin Loi Mitoichoi Liyam, Veloi Miyam Letoichoi. That is the opening statement of the Braisa. It's considered a Roshus Hayochid, you cannot carry from it to the sea, which has the status of a Karmelis. Ve'ad Kamo. To what point, how large can the rock be for that halacha to be true? Ad Beis HaSayim, until 5,000 square amis. Ho, yes, Ermi Beis HaSayim, Metaltelin. But if the rock is more than Beis HaSayim, even though we said it had the status of Roshus Hayochid, if it's larger than Beis HaSayim, then Metaltelin, you can carry from it into the Karmelis. So Rav Huna is saying that Alma, you see from here, Karmelis he. If you're allowed to carry from the rock to the Karmelis, it must be the rock has changed its status from Roshus Hayochid to Karmelis. Therefore, it's mutter to carry from it to the sea. Tiyuvta de Rabbi Eichanon, this is going to contradict Rabbi Eichanon. Rabbi Eichanon before, which is the beginning of this sugya, Rabbi Eichanon said that if you have a karpef, which is also Roshus Hayochid, it's an enclosed area. And Rabbi Eichanon said that if the karpef is more than 5,000 square amis, more than Beis HaSayim, if you throw something from the Roshus HaRabim into it, you're chayev, because even though it's more than Beis HaSayim, it retains its biblical status of Roshus Hayochid. So we would assume the same would apply regarding this stone. It's 10 tefachim high, even though it's more than Beis Hossain, more than 5,000 square amos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would retain its status of Roshos Hayochid. If it retains its status biblically of Roshos Hayochid, it would be Osir Midrabanon to carry from it into the sea. And we see here the Braisa says you are allowed to carry from it into the sea. This Braisa seems to contradict Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rav Huna's understanding of the first statement of the Braisa in view of the final statement. That Rav Huna understood that the Braisa must be telling us that more than Beis Hossain, it loses its status of Roshos Hayochid, becomes a Karmelis, and therefore you can carry into the sea and from the sea onto it. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that more than Beis Hossain does not strip the property, the area of its biblical status of Roshos Hayochid. Omar Rava. Rava is now going to argue with Rav Huna and say that you're right, that, and no one is going to disagree with this, that the final statement of the Braisa, which limits the halacha to 5,000 square amos, is going on the Reisha. However, we have to learn it differently. Mandala yoda tirutze masnisa, only somebody who does not know how to answer Braises and explain Braises, tiyufta moisev leil Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to try and ask a question and refute Rabbi Yochanan from such a Braisa. And Rav is going to explain differently. I agree with you that the final statement of the Braisa is going on the Reisha, that we're talking about a rock which is 10 tefachim high. V'hochi ko'omar. So what did it actually say in the Braisa? The Braisa said that a rock that is 10 tefachim high and more than 4 tefachim, you're not allowed to carry from it into the sea or from the sea into it. Why? Because the rock itself is Roshos Hayochid, the sea is a Karmelis, and the Chachomim prohibited us from carrying from Roshos Hayochid into a Karmelis. But what can we deduce from the first halacha in the Braisa? We can deduce that you're not allowed to carry from the rock into the sea, because the rock is Roshos Hayochid, and the sea is a Karmelis. But only that's Osa. What's Muta? What's Muta is to carry within the entire area of the rock itself. You can carry freely. It's 10 tefachim high, more than 4 tefachim wide. It's a Roshos Hayochid. You can carry a Roshos Hayochid. And Rava says, on that point is what the final statement in the Braisa is limiting to 5,000 square amos. When can you carry freely on the rock? Only up to Beis Hossain. And we know that. A Roshos Hayochid, you're only allowed to carry within it freely, midrabanon, up to Beis Hossain. If it's more than Beis Hossain, you're only allowed to carry there if it was Mukaf Ladira, if it was surrounded for residential purposes. Over here, the rock, the walls of the rock, are actually the edges of the rock, they were not put there in order to enclose the area for residential purposes. So it's very good what the Braisa says. Up to 2,000 amos, you can carry in the rock, not from the rock to the sea. If it's more than, not 2,000 amos, sorry, Beis Hossain. If it's more than Beis Hossain, you still can't carry from the rock to the sea because the rock still has the status of Roshos Hayochid, biblically speaking, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that even more than Beis Hossain, it's still Roshos Hayochid. But not only can you not carry from the rock to the sea, if it's more than Beis Hossain, you cannot carry more than 4 amos on the rock itself. Because it's such a large area, it will get confused with a Roshos Harabim. If we allow you to carry on such a rock, you may by mistake carry in a Roshos Harabim, and therefore the Chachamim said, more than Beis Hossain, more than 5,000 square amos, where the area was not enclosed for residential purposes, you're not allowed to carry even 4 amos. Let's see that inside. Hochi ka'omar, ho b'tzoyche metaltin, and we deduce from the halacha that you're only not allowed to carry from the rock to the sea. Ho b'tzoyche, but within the rock itself, on the rock, metaltin, you are allowed to carry. And that's what the final statement of the Braisa is telling us. Va'at kamo, how large can the rock be to still allow you to carry on the rock? Ad Beis Hossain, it's only up to 5,000 square amos. Beyond that, it's osa. That was how Rava explained the Braisa in a way that we can explain, understand the Braisa, and yet it's not a contradiction to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi is going to give a third interpretation of the final statement of the Braisa, and in a way that also, just like Rava, it will not be a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rav Ashi say? And let's go back to the opening statement of the Braisa. The Braisa said that if the rock is 10 tefachim high and more than 4 tefachim wide, it is biblically considered a Roshos Hayochid. And let's assume, and that is what we are assuming, that the final statement of the Braisa is saying that the opening statement of the Braisa is limited to 2,000 amos. To 5,000 square amos. So the Braisa itself says, the first statement, that if the rock is Roshus HaYochid, which means it's 10 tefachim high and more than 4 tefachim wide, then you cannot carry from it into the sea, because the sea is a karmelis. We can deduce from there that on the rock itself, you can carry, because it's less than Beis HaSayim, assuming it's less than 5,000 square amos, and therefore you can carry on the rock. But the Braisa itself doesn't speak explicitly about carrying on the rock, it only speaks about carrying from the rock to the sea. So let's assume that the final statement is talking about carrying from the rock to the sea. And the Braisa says that if the rock is 10 tefachim high, and it's up to Beis HaSayim, then you cannot carry from the rock. From the rock into the sea. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, the closing statement of the Braisa says you can carry from the rock into the sea. So what Rav Huna did with that understanding was, he says it must be the Braisa understood that more than Beis HaSayim is no longer a Roshus HaYochid, and therefore you can carry from the rock to the sea, because they both have the status of a karmelis. And you can't carry more than 4 amos, not on the rock and not on the sea, obviously, but you can carry less than 4 amos from the rock to the sea. They're both a karmelis. And we had an issue with that, because Rabbi Yochanan said that even more than Beis HaSayim is still considered a Roshus HaYochid. Rav Ashi is now going to say, no, you're right, it's Roshus HaYochid, like Rabbi Yochanan said, and in spite of the fact that it retains its status of Roshus HaYochid, nonetheless, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, you can carry from it to the sea. And that's very amazing. Why should that be true? The Chachamim said you're not allowed to carry from a Roshus HaYochid into a Karmelis. It's true that that Issa is only Midrabonon, Minatoira, you can carry from a Roshus HaYochid onto the sea, onto a Karmelis. But the Chachamim said it's Asa. So it seems that here, Rav Ashi is going to explain to us, here is different. Even though normally you cannot carry from anything that's got a biblical status of a Roshus HaYochid, you cannot carry from it onto a Karmelis. However, here it's going to be different. And therefore it will make sense. The Braisa says you can carry from the rock to the sea, but not because the rock loses its biblical status of Roshus HaYochid. Even though it retains that status, it becomes Mutter, and we have to understand that. Lo'ilo Mareisha. It's going on the opening statement of the Reisha, Hein Omru v'Hein Omru. Because the Chachomim themselves, it's true that we got carried away a little bit with Rabbi Yochanan saying that an area of more than Beis HaSayim is biblically considered a Roshus HaYochid. That hasn't changed. We're only talking here about Durabonons. And there are two Durabonons that we're discussing. There's one Durabonon. Can you carry within a Roshus HaYochid that's been encircled, that's been enclosed, not for residential purposes, and the area is larger than 5,000 square amos, can one carry within it freely or not? The halacha is no. Minatayra you can, midrabonon not, because it's such a large area, it's not been enclosed for residential purposes, it's got that little bit too much similarity to Roshus HaRabim. If we allow you to carry there, you may end up carrying in a Roshus HaRabim. And therefore the Chachamim said it was Asa. That's one halacha, midrabonon. There's another halacha, midrabonon. If you have a Roshus HaYochid proper, are you allowed to carry from Roshus HaYochid into a Karmelis? The Chachamim said no, because you may then by mistake come to carry from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim. Over here, in the case of the rock at sea, we have a little bit of an issue. If you have a very, very large rock that's more than Beis HaSayim, in the event that we do not let you carry from the rock into the sea, onto the sea, the reason being because, biblically speaking, the rock is Roshus HaYochid, people might think, oh, the rock is Roshus HaYochid, I can then carry freely on the rock, even more than 4 amos, and they will overlook the issue of the fact that the Chachomim said you're not allowed to carry within a Roshus HaYochid if it's not been enclosed for residential purposes, and it's larger than 5,000 square amos, you're not allowed to. It's not Mukaf Ladira. A Karpif She'ene Mukaf Ladira is, you're not allowed to carry them 4 amos or more. So normally, we have one of two issues. either there's a discussion, can you carry from Rosh HaYochid into Rosh HaRabim, or there's another, not into Rosh HaRabim, Chas Shalom, from Rosh HaYochid into a Carmelis, and there's another discussion, can you carry in a very large Rosh HaYochid that's not been enclosed for residential purposes? But it's very rare to find a case where you have a large Rosh HaYochid that's not been enclosed for residential purposes, a Karpov She'enei Mukaf Ladira, and there's a question of carrying from there into a Carmelis. So, according to the letter of the law, the halacha should be that you cannot carry from it into a Carmelis, because biblically speaking, the area is considered Rosh HaYochid, but midrabbanon, it's considered a Carmelis, because it's a karpif she'enei mukaf ladira and it's yosem rebeis asayim, so you cannot carry in it either. That's what should be the halacha. However, people are going to get confused and you have to make a decision. Either you say that we're allowing you to carry on the entire area of the stone, even though it's yosem rebeis asayim, we're allowing you to carry there, and taking that risk that you might confuse it with Rosh HaRabim and carrying Rosh HaRabim, and then at least we've safeguarded that people will perceive and look at the rock as Rosh HaYochid and remember that they cannot carry from there into the sea, which is a Carmelis. Or we say no, we say you cannot carry on the rock itself because it's more than Beis HaSayim, but if you cannot carry there, people will assume that it's a Carmelis, and they will carry from there onto the sea, which is also a Carmelis, and they won't realize that it's only got the halachas of a Carmelis midrabbanon because it's too large, but in and of itself, it's a Rosh HaYochid min HaTorah, and therefore one should not be allowed to carry from it to the sea. So one of these two, the Chachomim had to decide who is overriding who, but we cannot keep both halachas. Hein Omru v'hein Omru, these are two derabbanons, and only one of them can stay. Hein Omru, they said, Karpif yoisim beis asayim, shaloi hukaf ladira, if it's an enclosed area that's not been enclosed for residential purposes, and it's larger than 5,000 square amis, ein metaltlin boy elo arba'a, ba'arba amis, you can only carry on it and in it up to 4 amis, not more. They also said, "Ein metaltlin Rosh HaYochid leKarmelis." Anything that even just min haTorah is considered Rosh HaYochid, you cannot carry from it to a Karmelis. And therefore, Beis HaSayim deShori leTiltuli. Now we're explaining the Brisa. If this rock is up to Beis HaSayim, it's not more than 5,000 square amos. DeShori leTiltuli beKule, even midRabbanon, you're allowed to carry in the entire area. Then the halacha of not carrying from Rosh HaYochid to Carmelis stands in its place, because the rock itself has got all the halachas of Rosh HaYochid, including the permission to carry any amount on it, and therefore people won't make any mistakes, and we will not carry from the rock to the sea. My tamawai, Rosh HaYochid gmurahi, because it has all the properties of Rosh HaYochid, including being allowed to carry anywhere within it, because it's less than Beis HaSayim. And that was the opening statement of the Braisa. Yes, Ermi Beis HaSayim, however, if this rock is more than 5,000 square amis, the also little Tule Bekule, the Chachomim said you cannot carry in the entire area lest you confuse it with the Rosh HaRabim. Sharu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon themselves allowed people, little Tule Mitoiche Liyam or Miyam Letoiche, they allowed people to carry from it to the sea. Even though the sea is a Carmelis, or is not a Rosh HaYochid, even in biblical terms, the rock is only got the halachas of a Carmelis, that you cannot carry freely in it, only midrabbanon. So the Gemara says, my tama, the reason the Chachomim said that you can carry from the rock to the sea, even though the rock, min haTorah, is considered Rosh HaYochid, and the sea not, Dilma Omri Rosh HaYochid Gmurahi. Because if we don't let you carry from the rock to the sea, people will think that the reason you can't carry is because the rock is the Rosh HaYochid. V'osi little tule bekule. And then they're going to, by mistake, carry in the entire rock. But since it's more than Beis HaSayim, that's Osa. And therefore, the Chachomim said, in order to preserve the prohibition of carrying freely on the rock, we're wavering the prohibition of carrying from the rock to the sea. Asks the Gemara Maishna, why did you choose that halacha over that halacha? You could have done the opposite. You could have said that you cannot carry from the sea, from the rock to the sea, and vice versa. And you can carry even though it's more than beis hasayim. Let them carry even though it's more than beis hasayim. They'll think it's ushus hayochid, and they'll remember not to carry into the sea. Why are you choosing the other way around? Says the Gemara, toichoy shchiach. It's much more common for a person to carry on the rock than for a person to carry from the rock to the sea or vice versa. It's less common, and therefore the Chachomim said, I'd rather waver the less common scenario, which is carrying from the sea, from the rock to the sea, or from the sea to the rock, and to uphold the halacha of not carrying freely on the rock, since it's more than beis hasayim, we don't want people to carry on the rock. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.